The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody, on the 15th of August, 2018. At 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service, enhanced walk-in humidor. They have it all there. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning. It was a little better today. I could actually see all the way across town.
There was hardly any smell of smoke around our house. But as I was leaving, I could see smoke coming like behind me, back where you are.
Yeah.
Coming, like heading our way. Good morning, hon.
Good morning, and good morning, everybody. And, gosh,
you're looking,
we have a bunch of workers
looking,
on our street today.
They're repaving our street.
Well, halfway.
And up to them, not
to our
house.
House.
Not to our house.
Right,
but
before
halfway,
our house.
Halfway in the other guy's driveway. It stops halfway.
Really?
In his driveway. Right there. It just stops right there. And I can't wait to get the smell of that, the tar.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't get to it. I'm going to add the tar aroma to the ambiance of the smoke in the air.
Well,
I cannot wait.
I was curious because the whole street is filled, the entire between Gold and Placer is filled with construction vehicles
of
some sort.
Oh, yeah, they are there. They're coming in.
I mean, how many do you need? It's all the way on both sides.
Well, yeah, we're talking about. We're talking about repaving the streets here. This is why it costs a lot. You need all these people. I can't wait till I get my bulldozer license so I can come in. And I want to be on one of these crews. I want to drive. I don't know about a bulldozer, but it's got this kind of a bulldozery looking thing, like a front loader. But it's kind of got this wire brush in the front.
Oh, that
did you
was
see that?
In front of our
parked
house
right
all
in front
night
of
long.
Our house.
Right.
I was trying to get in and it's locked. I was going to get it. You know, I know how to start them up and all that.
That
so
way,
I could
Snooki
drive
barking.
It around. I could drive it around a little bit.
Elk Killer is just not happy about all the
what
stuff
is that
going
huge?
On.
Yeah, and then she goes out, take her out in the front yard, and she just stares at it.
Yeah, she
sits down and she stares at it. She goes, "I'm not sure if I should run over there and grab it." So
all right, so let's give a little bit of a forecast here. Of course, we talked about this early in the week, that our forecast, according to the National Weather Service, is going to be hazy throughout Sunday. High of 97 today. Again, widespread haze and widespread smoke. Sunny and hot, again, with our highs near 97. Our lows will be around 67. And Thursday calls for a high of 98, low of 68. Friday, 100. Saturday 103 and Sunday 101. I still believe we're in a mask. I'm curious to know the kids are going back to school if they're passing masks out to the kids. What they're doing with recess, what they're doing with sports. Really like to hear inside information. And Bob, you have an update.
We do have a site that we can send you to. If you do Shasta County Air Quality Index and then go to Purple Air, there's two real-time monitors very close to us, one located at Turtle Bay, one at the Shasta County Air Quality Office down on Breslauer. Currently at Turtle Bay, the reading is 86 on the Air Quality Index. That means it's acceptable. However, some pollutants are in the air, and people who have sensitivities to air pollution may want to be careful. In South Reading, it's a little bit thicker. The reading is 124. If you are sensitive to things like smoke, you may experience some health effects, but it is certainly a great big improvement over the 200-plus that we were experiencing yesterday at this same time.
So is it appropriate to play Purple Haze?
Yeah. It
at
was,
this point?
We may use that as our alert tone for when it climbs over 200, Carl. We'll just start whipping out Purple Haze and let Jimmy talk about it.
Hey, Wednesday, August the 22nd, Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage family therapist at the Euphrates Institute, will have emotional support for car fire recovery, grief processing, sharing of experiences, music, releasing ceremony, moving into recovery. It's free. Everybody's welcome. It's going to be at the Pilgrim Church at 2850 Foothill Boulevard. So, you'll be Veterans Resource Center is one of the people that are sponsoring this, along with Hill Country Care Clinic and the Shasta County Office of Education. So.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. A lot of things going on here. But let's catch up on what the fires are. The Carr Fire has grown 4,000 acres to 206,000 acres, and it's 63% contained. They're back fighting the spots that are... that they've gone past and are taking care of those. The Hat Fire's at 1,900 acres, but it's 75% contained. The Hearst Fire, however, has gone up to 6,400 acres, 5% contained, and they have given evacuation orders for residents of Old Mill Road, Bonnie Vista Lane, and a portion of the Hill Trail west of Gilman Road, in the Bonnie Vista Lane, according to U.S. Forest Services. It's ordering residents, those and other residents in the Bastard Canyon started Tuesday afternoon. Residents of Hertz Mountain Road, who were evacuated a couple of days ago, are still under an evacuation order, so that's growing.
We just got a call from a teacher at Reading Elementary, who says they are in class and they are monitoring very closely these air quality index numbers, and when they hit a certain number, the kids stay inside. So that's okay. What they're doing for that. I do have this morning's numbers if you
I just went through those. Okay. I just went through them. The number. What is the numbers? Do you have the numbers down there on the number of people still fighting this?
Yes, resources assigned to the fire. 327 engines, a total of 4,334 personnel, 13 copters, 76 hand crews, 77 dozers, and 19 water tenders. Tankers are put on the scene as conditions permit. I expect we may see some air resources. But these other fires, especially the big one that just popped up in Southern California, the Holy Fire.
Fire now is, Mendocino, as you know, is the largest fire ever in California history.
Yeah.
And I think they lost a firefighter over there yesterday. But the Holy Fire now, you're saying that's erupting even more?
Yeah, they were
and
putting
that's
some big assets
that's
on it.
That's in Orange County.
Yeah.
And Orange County is much more populated than
we
are.
Well, I have a girlfriend.
Even though they have big areas out there that don't have people in.
Okay, my girlfriend that we've talked about several times, her niece lives there, and of course her brother Roy, Facebook, you can love it or you can hate it, but I will say that Facebook for me connected me on a very personal level to many people through the Carr Fire. People calling and connecting through Facebook all over that I've not spoken to in years. But anyway, my girlfriend Marie, her brother posted, my daughter's house, and it showed the flames behind, would be one of these, a new beautiful subdivision, we do have a few new beautiful subdivisions here in Reading. And I had spoke to my girlfriend yesterday, and she had said that her niece was evacuated, but went right back. And then Marie was saying, if you have a man, they're trying to explain to her again. And Bob, I'm sure you and Carl can just explain a mandatory evacuation.
Now, they cannot come into your house and drag you out kicking and screaming. However, it's a really good idea. There are people who, yes, stayed and fought. We don't recommend this because a lot of people stay and fight and become casualties.
Well, the other thing, too, about it is a mandatory evacuation means that those assets are not going to be going back in there to save you. They're in there. They're someplace when they want to evacuate, because it's part of the plan is how they're fighting the fire. And they don't have people to worry about. They can fight those fires differently. Otherwise, they have to push all their assets out to rescue people after they've already been told to get out of an area.
Yeah, which means more loss of property.
And could possibly loss of life. So, when you get the people that self-evacuated and early, and it either turned into an evacuation or it never did turn into evacuation, but they felt the need to get out of there.
I was among that crowd.
Well, you were among that crowd, but look where you were at.
It was raining ash at the time.
And you had fire all around you, and you took off, and it was still It was still a parking lot when you were driving.
Yeah, we figure we went and looked at a burned area on power line, and that fire was less than a half mile from my house, the burned area. It could, one shift of the wind, and it would have been all over. We got lucky.
We got to take a break here. I want to talk some more about our friends over at SST Oil. You know, the reason I'm talking about this is, you know, we talk about our firefighters. We talk about
We made cookies, and we're delivering them to SST today. Get ready.
Get ready, SST.
For Carl and Linda's chocolate chip.
Yeah, you're going to see homemade chocolate chip cookies out there. Anyway, the SST Oil, we talk about all the first responders out there and how well they did and how much they fought, you know, how they fought, and they're still fighting, by the way. They're still all around this fire. But they need logistics, and they need logistical support, and this is where SST Oil shines. Besides keeping all the millions of gallons of fuel and gasoline running all over Northern California, Southern California, Oregon, and all these other places, they also had crews working 24 hours a day going in some really bad areas to make sure that the fuel was there for our generators and for all the dozers and the trucks and all of this, so that their people could be there pumping the fuel that they needed. All this out of SST Oil. It's been in business for, gosh, they're starting their 51st year. They had 50 years last year, and it's an employee-owned company, and they're always looking for good people to come work for them. So you just give them a call at 241-1167, 241-1167, and you've got a job there if you're a driver or other things that they can use, other skills. There's a lot of skills they can use there.
Do we have a guest at 7:15?
We just might.
All right. But if not, and they're waiting outside for 7:30, I want to talk about what New Zealand is up to.
Okay.
We'll be right back. KCNR, 1460.
I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm not sure what that guy just said. Anyway,
that was the opening to Mountain Music.
Oh, 23 minutes after 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 15th of August, 2018. 66 degrees, going up to 97 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. And when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. We have with us Kathy Catherine, who is, we'll let her tell her story here, but she is also one of the ones that has suffered the kiss of the flame, the kiss of the dragon as it came through town.
And good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
We talked a little bit before because we're in getting to know who you are and how miracles happen. And you're helping those miracles along with a process to get through this tragedy. So share with us Art from the Ashes.
Art from the Ashes is something that, excuse me, occurred to me as I found out the day after the fire that my home was destroyed by accident. I saw a video on Facebook of the procession for the first fireman who passed across the road from me. And I was imagining the pieces of my life. And I had a lot of collection of rocks, and I had in one area, I had them on glass plates, clear glass plates. And I was going, oh, my goodness, just imagine what those are going to look like. They're going to be like stained glass. And I'm sharing this with somebody at the vigil that they had at the interfaith gathering a few weeks ago. And the husband said, oh, Art from the Ashes. And I said, yes, how cool. Just imagine if we could get other people, as they're going through stuff, to see, to find things like that and realize that there is beauty that is coming out of these ashes, that it's destruction, but look what the destruction has made. It has made beauty.
And you know firsthand, you have, you shared with me before you came on the air that you have a degree.
In art therapy, as an art therapist without the official umbrella, a master's.
Right, and that you worked with kids with trauma.
Post-traumatic stress disorder was my focus, and post-traumatic stress disorder in children specifically.
So you can bring this expertise into a part of healing, and we both talked about what it is. Sometimes, you know, when you gather, or when you create, or when you knit, you know, the knitting circles, the sewing circles that used to happen when the men were at war or things were happening, the sewing circles that would happen because you could work with your fingers, but you, it's something that's healing.
Yes. As being able to allow the energy to flow through you instead of staying stuck allows both the trauma and worry and sadness, it allows it an outlet. So doing anything with your hands, working out in the garden, knitting, sewing, especially if it's going to be shared with someone else so you know that your energy is coming out and someone else is going to be able to see it and be able to feel, oh, look at that. I feel that sadness. I feel that beauty. I feel that angst.
So you're putting together what will be like in January, like a gallery showing.
I hope so.
So what we're trying to do is get the word out. We want to have you come back in a month, and we'll talk about this each time. Like maybe we'll do like an on-air blog of what you've seen, what's come about, your process of healing, because you're right in the middle of what it is to like day, hour by hour, minute by minute.
Right.
And so you have a Facebook page so people can contact you and you can either see their object, tell us what that's about.
Okay, so Art from the Ashes, hashtag Car Fire is on Facebook. And then I also have a Gmail account that you can email me at artfromashes1@gmail.com. Come on and just see the photographs on Facebook to be able to get an idea of what it is that we're talking about, being able to share with others, even people who have not lost everything like I have. They feel like they're being helpful and useful. They want to be able to somehow support those of us who have lost everything. I live on a home where 30 homes were destroyed and it's complete ash nearly all the way around me. And we want to be able to find a way to grow from this and make our community and our county more beautiful than it ever was.
The Facebook page is Art from the Ashes, hashtag...
Car Fire.
Car Fire. Okay.
Well, this is really special, and I'd like to share a little story that we talked about before you came on. Cheesecake Factories used to be right down the street. We're on Market Street for many of you listeners who... listen, but not exactly remember where we are. So Cheesecake Factory used to be down there, but things have changed. Businesses have changed. And you went there to have lunch the other day and found out it was Maxwell's. Okay, and we love Maxwell's. We go down there all the time. But and through that, you saw, just because you were down here, you saw the KCNR and thought, oh, it's a radio. It says community outside on the glass looking out. And you came in and met Carl, and so these are the little miracles we're going to be witnessing as time goes on about the synchronicity of what happens, and it's all about safety.
I do want to mention for those of you who may be going through your ashes or talking to other people about going through their ashes, it's very important that you are careful. You must have some plastic gloves on, the kind that people work on motor cars with, and then the heavy-duty gloves, long sleeves tucked into the gloves, long pants tucked into the socks, heavy-duty boots, strong goggles. I'm thinking maybe even the swimming goggles would be wonderful for this because then they don't fog up. A strong mask. Make sure you change before you get back into your car, into other clothing. They do not want you transferring those ashes. So I made a big sheet with a hole in it, and I get changed into my clothes before I get into the car. I have wipes to wipe down my face and any exposed areas. So just be very cautious. We don't want anybody to get hurt just because you want to find beauty.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, and we'll keep bringing that down to, like, a real reality because there's toxins in when things get down to ash. And we did see some people going through with shorts on. And, I didn't want to pull over because in their trauma, I'm not going to be their teacher. But thank you so much for saying that. I mean, somebody did say that their husband got 4 nails in his boot because you need to have the real strong gold toe boot.
Yes.
So anything else you can add, because we're gonna take a break now, and we so much appreciate you being on. Again, your Facebook page.
Yes, Art from the Ashes, hashtag Car Fire, and I did post this morning specific sites to be able to get informed about what you need to wear and the safety precautions before going onto your lot. Also information about city and county needing to come in and clear sites. So please be careful, but consider when you're looking and you find this weird piece of glass or this melted piece of aluminum from your ladder that maybe there's a face there. Maybe there's a beautiful woman. I have found a number of angels on my property.
Wow.
Mirrored glass ends up melting into these wonderful forms after 1,200, 1,300 degrees. So think of this and think of how we might be able to share this with our community and outside sources to let them know that Redding, Shasta County, Trinity County is going to come out of this and that they do have a good attitude and that we can see absolute beauty and absolute doo-doo because it's compost and compost grows stuff.
Thank you for those wonderful, great words.
Art from the Ashes is her Facebook. Art from the Ashes, hashtag car fire is her Facebook page. I just put it out on our Facebook page.
And our chat pack. So please do, when you go on Facebook, share that. And we're going to share it around to our listeners and so on and so forth because this is a really, really good remedy.
Yes, it can.
It's good.
I think it will be.
Thank you.
Okay. It's 7:30 here on the 15th of August, 2018, 66 degrees going up to 97. Air quality index is still not really good, though it's better than it has been. We're going to continue to check that through every one of the breaks on the show. Right now in South Redding, it's 126, and Turtle Bay, 82. We'll be right back after these messages.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're the last appliance dealer with a fully staffed service department with up to 30 years' experience. Trained and certified by the manufacturer, whether you purchase from us or somewhere else, we will happily take care of your warranty needs, saving you the hassle of calling a 1-800 number.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Redding. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this... Well, we don't even call it a hump day anymore. It's Wednesday currently.
It's hump day.
66 degrees. We have a lot coming, a lot going on today. A good friend of ours who moved from Reading years ago is going to be coming through town and looking to see with his beloved, you know, town of Reading what
still has a house here
and wants to figure out what, you know, see it firsthand and what he can possibly do. And I think it's important for people to look and see.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're still out on the job with all this going on. They're still out on the job protecting homes and businesses, still protecting the water quality over at the power stations, the river trail, what's left of it. If it's anybody, if it needs patrolling, they're out there on it, even though much of it's been closed down. But it's North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Starting your 50th year here. 243-0295. North State Security.
I wanted to tell you about what happened. Okay. What's happening in New Zealand. I came across this article. Thought it was very interesting about preserving. Okay. So New Zealand is happy to welcome the world's tourist, but it doesn't want tourists to get too comfortable. The government of New Zealand has banned most foreigners from buying homes as it tries to tackle runaway housing prices. Previously, the housing market was open to investors worldwide, but the government on Wednesday, today, passed legislation that allows only New Zealand residents to buy homes. In recent years, there have been many anecdotal stories of wealthy foreigners from Silicon Valley and beyond buying ranches in picturesque rural New Zealand as a bolt hole or escape option from a turbulent world. There have also been stories of wealthy Chinese buyers outbidding New Zealanders on suburban homes in the main city of Auckland. Statistics indicate about 3% of New Zealand homes are being sold to foreigners, but the amount rises to 5% in the scenic Queenstown region and 22% in central Auckland. Last month, the directors of the International Monetary Fund Executive Board said they encouraged New Zealand to reconsider the ban, which they thought would be unlikely to improve housing affordability. But the government says there's no doubt the foreigners are driving up prices, and the only question that remains is by how much. The new law fulfills a campaign pledge by the Liberal-led government, which came to power last year.
You know, this thing happened back in the 80s in Hawaii. When the Japanese were coming into Hawaii and buying everything, they were buying golf courses.
Oh yes, I remember.
When they were buying golf courses in these country clubs, the people in Hawaii just revolted and said, "Wait a minute, you know, you've raised these prices 100%." So they had the local price, which was the same price as before, but if you were a tourist, you paid through the nose. But it was cheaper for a Japanese businessman or a Japanese golfer to fly in from Japan to Hawaii, spend the weekend there playing golf and flying home than it was to play golf over at home in Japan. That's how expensive it was. But they were buying a lot of houses, a lot of, oh gosh, yes, it was going through the real estate was going through the roof back then in the mid to late 80s in Hawaii. So, you know what, and people were upset because you try to buy a house and it was in a nice area, and there was a number of people always bidding on it. When we sold our house, it had something like 10 full price bids the first day. It was an open house. So anyway, these things are happening, but 3-5%. But what it does is it also gives a feeling like I can't, you know, those Chinese and the Americans are coming in here and they're taking our land away. Plus, New Zealanders are a little strange anyway.
I don't think there's anything, really. They did say that they decided that Matt Lauer, I already changed page, that Matt Lauer, who has
he bought a ranch over there.
Right, that they're allowing him to keep it because there wasn't enough evidence that he wasn't of good moral standing or good character or good something.
That was brought up that they were looking at killing that deal because there is a morals clause when you're buying land in
Do you think there's anything
the
wrong with it? I'm just...
What,
how
having
nice
the morals clause?
Yeah, that they want to keep their place pristine.
Their country. Hey, you know what? I find nothing wrong with that. And if you want to keep it for New Zealanders only and sell the land and all that, then you can do that. You know, it will have an impact probably on your economy at some point. But the other thing, though, is that you're on an island down there. You're on a very beautiful island down there. That if you want to keep it pristine and all the things that they like, you've got to limit it somehow. And it's something that California has never realized. But that, you know, keeping that island so it's environmentally and ecologically sound and it's balanced is something that the government down there takes very seriously.
Our neighbor to the south will not allow anyone but Mexican nationals to own property, so the expats live down there have to go through a company.
You have to go through like a bank. Yeah. But now the laws have changed enough so that you can sell that through the bank.
Yeah.
Or you can have your child inherit that, from what I understand. But it's not easy. It still goes through all the ramifications.
You have to grease many palms.
Oh, no. Okay, San Francisco. You ready for our favorite town here?
Mm.
San Francisco, open your... Whatever it is.
We got it.
Okay, I'll stop singing. They are now launched at a cost of $750,000 a year, the Poop Patrol. That's right, the Poop Patrol. Who has there been over 14,500 phone calls to the city government about feces on the sidewalks and the streets, including the mayor. She says, "Oh, I've walked out, and it's just not cool." And so she has initiated a poop patrol at $750,000, like two trucks and like six people. And they go out, and they are being very proactive. They are going up and down the streets looking for poop, and they are steam cleaning it. These guys are dressed in hazmat suits. I swear, it looks like they are trying to clear up Chernobyl. But they are on the streets spraying and cleaning. She says, "We're trying to get proactive. We're trying to get in front of this." But, you know, while they're doing this, you're just seeing these, you know, like little communes on the street of the homeless. And people are going, "Yeah, I'm really glad they're getting rid of the poop. Now, if they can just get rid of the homeless, then we'll be a lot better." Well, they're not going to do that there in San Francisco. So now they've just got the poop patrols. San Diego's got the patrols that spray with bleach the sidewalks on a regular basis to keep down the hepatitis C.
And let's talk about the Euroraiders. Tourists visiting Paris Notre Dame Cathedral and River Seine might see more than they came for as public. Exposed urinals are now available to use across the city. That means you can just whip it out in public. That's what a urinator is. Bright red signs where you can just whip it out.
Not you.
Well, I don't know what the bright red...
There may be other arrangements.
No, I'm sorry. They're called okay, this is French. This is urinoirs. Urinoirs are meant as an eco-friendly solution to public peeing. The receptacles look like a planter at first glance with greenery filling the top, but a sign directs eyes down to the side of the structure, revealing a urinal. Aside from the slightly U-shaped catcher, there are no privacy shields for any man using it. And not all of the urinals are tucked away in private places. One actually faces a waterway frequented by tourist boats. I'm sure they'll probably do a tour now for this. The urinoir on the Île Saint-Louis near the Notre Dame Cathedral is about 22 yards away from a school, has been widely criticized by locals. There's no need to put something so immodest and ugly in such a historic spot. Paris has struggled to prevent public or wild peeing for years, even implementing an infestation to force fines for uncouth behavior in 2016. The company behind Urinoir says the receptacles are filled with straw where the urine flows and can be used for compost within a year. The Urinoir, marketed as odor-free, also comes in a variety of shapes and sizes.
For many, many years, Paris was known for its open-air facilities.
Yeah, they had urinals out there.
I mean, sores.
Sores, that's right. You could just go in and then...
Don't we just have a vomitorium like they do in, you know...
I have to throw this in. There's a recycle center behind the unsafe Safeway. and it's about the only one left on this side of town.
Yes.
Went down there the other day, opened my door, and then told Brenda to back up about 3 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bad?
Yeah. There was a, let's just say it was an impressive, somebody had apparently suffered some severe distress.
Okay, got it. Yeah. That's all you need to say.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at a picture of this, and actually, you know, the guy looks like he's got, you know, he's throwing away something in a trash can, you know, and so you see the boats going by, the tour boats going by.
They're all waving at him.
But he's got his hands down at his waist.
Hey, look, that guy's waving at us from the shore. Oh, wait a minute.
The plastic thing sticks out. It kind of covers you up to your a little bit, you know, the front
part. No, it doesn't. Not hardly at all. Anyway, but if you go to France, you've got to be like the French. But what about the inequality of women? What are women supposed to do?
Yes.
Where are the protests for that?
Why can't we have those little, you know, that would be... I thought they did have bathrooms. You have to spend money to go in, but they're on the street like a old-time phone booth.
I think they're on there.
Which is really smart.
Well, Portland has laid out several public restrooms. Well, what's interesting is that the wall does not go all the way down to the ground. It's about 1 foot up so that the officers can walk by and make sure there's nothing happening in there.
Okay, on a C-130 flight, a long flight, and it didn't used to be a problem. It was just all men, but now when you start, you know, bringing women on the flight, they put a porta head, you know, the kind you just sit on there, and they put a curtain around, but you can see the head and the feet if you're, you know, if somebody's sitting there.
And this is in a bouncing airplane.
This is in a bouncing airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Well, they never said it was supposed to be working that well. Hey, we've got to take a break. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. We've just been talking about urinals here and how to buy land in New Zealand.
So, do we have a guest coming up? Because otherwise I'm going to say, please call.
Yeah, please call with your stories of weird urinals. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's got the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaches in over 40 counties. That's right, 40 counties here teaching CCW, self-defense, home defense, unarmed combat, all of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. Find out more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
Wrestling fans, WWE Beltane Live, Knox Pro Wrestling, Saturday, August 18th. VIP meet and greet at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets start at just $20. Sunday, August 19th, SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime Bar. Pre-show starts at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Knox Pro delivers a family-friendly, high-caliber wrestling show featuring a diverse tapestry of wrestling stars. Two exciting dates featuring the Knox Pro Wrestling Super Show. Sunday is a special SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime. This is an event not to be missed. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with SummerSlam Knox Pro Live Wrestling at Wind River Resort and Casino, August 18th and 19th. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino and Knox Pro Entertainment. Wrestling at the River. Wrestling featuring Rikishi.
Hello, this is a Fire News Alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
The word rebuild
Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's right. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. If you have any questions about this fire, your coverage on the fire, or about, you know, maybe you should talk to her, as we have, about what happens now that we've taken a look and you dodged a bullet. What about other things that could happen? What other types of coverage maybe do you need that you should have? All this Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Well, yesterday, I'm on Facebook a lot more than I have been in the past. You know, maybe I would look at it once a day. I find myself looking at Facebook several times a day now. And I share a lot of things. Well, yesterday, and in my quickness to share, there was, rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Now, we know that she's been gravely ill. And, of course, she is the queen of soul. She's the voice that, you know, gospel, blues, rhythm and blues, R&B. She's just been... fabric.
She's been the fabric
of our lives for years. So I forwarded this and shared it, and only to realize that she's gravely ill and she hasn't passed. And so I apologize for that. I went right back and said, I'm sorry.
You dumped it, right?
I don't think I dumped it. I just came right afterwards and said, I'm really sorry about that. You know, she's just gravely ill.
You can pull those back and edit it.
Okay.
Delete it. You know what? Here's the thing about... So are you part of the fake news?
I'm part of the fake news.
Okay.
I shared something that, you know, why somebody would put that on, and I just thought, oh, God.
We discussed this the other day, you know, about is the media America's worst enemy? No, I don't think so. And one of the reasons I don't think so is because the media is not... You know, even though the media, and frankly, in my opinion, has reached new lows during this last year and a half. I mean, new lows that you can't even, I mean, the things that are being said on national TV and national radio, maybe even local radios, who knows, are just abominable. It's just, I mean, it's horrible. It's the things that are said without any reason, no facts, and being thrown out there like it's news. Chris Cuomo is like, they call him an anchor. He's not an anchor. He is an opinion guy. He's no different than Bill O'Reilly was, and these other people that come out, like the guy on CNN, whatever his name is, they're not anchors. They're not news anchors. They are people that have an entertainment show. This is not a news show. Ours, we will give you news. Like the air quality index right now is 97 at Turtle Bay and 82 in South Reading. Now it's changed with the air. That's news. Other news is when we tell you about the road opening. 299 is open. We'll be opening tomorrow full time, with maybe sometimes we'll be down to single lanes. That's news. But when I say that the news media is not America's worst enemy, I'm speaking from an editorial stance. What I do say about the news media is it's the worst enemy of truth that we have in this country, because when they parade it as truth, it is not. When Mika, and I will repeat this again, says that, oh, Trump was unhappy because he's in the White House, he can't watch porn in the White House with no backup credentials, no backup evidence, nothing. And she just says this. That's like me saying Mika Brzezinski from MSNBC is a hooker on 14th Street because I read that. You know, it has nothing to do with fact, but here I am saying it out there.
The reality distortion field.
When I get into this, it's not the media is not. It's not America's. It's the truth's real enemy. And then now people don't trust it. When I read something, Bob, Linda, when you read something really, and or you hear something on the TV, do you really believe it? I mean, unless it's, okay, it could be one of our local news stations that's talking about today's temperature is this, or we saw this, you know, when they have, like, you know, if the fire is this. I believe that. I believe that because it's news. But when I look at anything, practically anything on nationwide TV, I don't believe it. I don't believe it 100%. I'll go, huh.
Well, see, what I did, and I'm getting a backlash for it, but, you know, I did press the share button with what I thought in that moment was a true fact. So it can happen. In fact, there was some of the reply, just delete it, does happen. And then somebody says, people who spread fake news suck. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I deserve it because I did it.
That's right. You did it, but you can go delete it.
Yeah,
now.
And I'm looking for it, and it's not on there.
It's on there someplace.
Well, I'm looking for it. So anyway,
you'll find
it.
Find it. Anyway, what we're talking about is, and this happens especially on Facebook. People will see something and they just shoot it out.
I know.
I'll be looking at it and I'll go, I know that's not true. If I see that Mr. Rogers was a SEAL one more time, Mr. Rogers was a SEAL. That's why he always wore those long sleeve shirts, because he has tattoos down his arms, and he was one of the he was the most deadly killer in Vietnam. And I went, that's not true.
Yeah.
I said, this isn't true. This hasn't been true the first times. And that how Captain Kangaroo won the Medal of Honor at Iwo Jima. No, he was a Marine, but he didn't win the Medal of Honor. And that Lee Marvin helped raise the flag on Suribachi and was wounded several times. Not true. He was a Marine that got wounded, and as he puts it, in my rear end, in a battle in Guadalcanal. But he was a Marine. He was wounded. He was a hero. But all these stories that go out like that. And then here's what happens on Facebook when you see it. Share it. So,
yeah.
You've learned.
Oh, well, I've just been.
But what you have to do is when you see something like that, go to something else. I just go into, I Google the name. And I try and see. It's like last night, your girlfriend said, Ferndale had a 7.0 earthquake. It wasn't anywhere in the news.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't anywhere in the news. So, I would think a 7.0 earthquake in Ferndale, or even off the coast of Ferndale, would have been.
Fact check. Here's. I subscribe to Flipboard, which is a very liberal-leaning news aggregator. Headline, nearly 50,000 people have blocked Twitter's biggest advertisers over the Alex Jones debacle, and you can too, in parentheses. And then the graphic is a picture of Jones with a poop icon next to him. Now, if that isn't slightly slanted, I don't know what is.
But you've already just said what it was. It was a liberal.
I need to ask a quick question. Okay, so I've gone back to try to clean that up.
I tell you what.
And I have a Facebook. Wait, because Bob is it? There's a thumb up with a tie around the thumb.
A bandage on the thumb.
And it says this page, the link you follow may be broken or the page may be removed.
That's a new one on me because I rarely actually pay attention to Facebook these days except to flip through a couple of things.
I wonder if there were a lot of bad comments and somebody just
They may have seen it and says she was dead and they took away the original one.
Good.
They took the original one away, which would have taken years.
Okay.
We'll be right back. The sheriff of Shasta County is joining us. We just saw him walk by. Carl Lindebot, this is KCNR 1460 Shasta Reading.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Italian prosecutors investigating the deadly Genoa Highway bridge collapse are now focusing on possible design flaws or inadequate maintenance. As the death toll rises to 39, the search for more victims goes on.
Angelo Borelli, the head of Genoa's Civil Protection Department, says around 1,000 rescuers have been working since after the bridge collapsed on Tuesday to search for any possible missing persons. The collapse of the Morandi Bridge sent dozens of cars and three trucks plunging as much as 150 feet, as many Italian families were on the roads ahead of a popular national vacation period. Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has announced that three children are among the dead, and the Albanian authorities say two of their nationals lost their lives too. I'm Charles Siladesma.
The area outside of Parliament in London could be turned into a pedestrian-only zone. That proposal follows yesterday's vehicle attack. It injured three people. The Colorado bakery owner who won a Supreme Court case ruling that he does not have to make a cake for a same-sex wedding is going to court again. Alliance Defending Freedom spokesman Bob Trent tells 710 KNUS in Denver that Jack Phillips had to file his lawsuit to head off another protracted and costly legal battle.
He's been through an awful lot these last 6 years. He had to lay off more than half of his employees, many of which were friends of his business, and he just can't do it for another 6 years.
No. Now the baker must protect himself from a complaint filed by a transgender individual. The man, now living as a woman, says Phillips refused to make a cake designed to celebrate his so-called transition from male to female. Retail sales up a robust 0.5% last month. Americans bought more cars, clothing, and appliances. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower. The Dow down 319 points. The NASDAQ is off 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990, 800-452-6990, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Twitter is briefly suspending the account of a controversial conspiracy theorist.
Twitter has previously come under fire for allowing Alex Jones to continue posting what's described as hate speech. But now that the New York Times reports Jones tweeted a link to a video calling for supporters to get their battle rifles ready against the media, he's been suspended for a week. Although his InfoWars account will not be affected. Facebook, Apple, YouTube, and Spotify have already taken down material published by Jones after getting backlash online. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it would be a huge strategic mistake if no deal is struck before Britain leaves the European Union in March. Hunt, speaking in Latvia's capital Riga, says we do not think it would be in the interest of any European country, whether inside or outside of the European Union. News and analysis at townhall.com. A massive penalty will be paid to settle charges linked to the financial crisis last decade.
The fine is the largest imposed to date by the Justice Department for financial crisis-era misconduct at a single company. Royal Bank of Scotland will pay $4.9 billion to settle allegations linked to its role in the 2008 financial crisis. The Department of Justice alleged Royal Bank of Scotland knowingly sold risky mortgages to investors between 2005 and 2008. Those investors ultimately incurred tens of billions of dollars in losses when borrowers defaulted on loans and housing prices collapsed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Florida school administrator says a mass shooting that killed 17 students and faculty still feels like it happened yesterday. Broward County Public School Superintendent Robert Runcie says at the start of a new school year at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland is a challenging time for students, teachers, and other school workers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded walk-in humidor, open 7 days a week. Great customer service. All of that at Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody. And it's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. The National Forecast Weather Service is forecasting that we do have a widespread haze and widespread smoke for the rest of the week. So today will be, again, our highs will be 97 and our lows will be 67. And again, currently 68. Tomorrow calls for a high of 98. And Friday will be 100 with the lows of 70. Saturday, 103. And Sunday, 101. That's what we're looking at, widespread haze and smoke and high temperatures. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Air quality index is 102 out of 300 at Turtle Bay and 87 here in South Reading. Well, let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Stocks are in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 305 points at 24,095. The S&P 500 is off 35 points at 2,804. The Nasdaq Composite losing 129 points at 7,741. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE, down 31 cents at $12.04. Bank of America off 46 cents, trading at $30.32. Macy's down $5.07 at $36.75. For local stocks of interest, FedEx down $3.51 at $2.40.09. Walmart down 80 cents, trading at $90.05. Costco off $1.48 at $2.20.52. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price sealed 2.85%. And commodity prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $14.50 an ounce at $1,181. Silver off 69 cents at $14.45 per ounce. Crude oil down $1.94, trading at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you. Busy day, huh?
Thank you. It is a busy day. We've got some red all over my board, and oil and gold are gold is at all-time low this morning.
Ooh.
So we have to look for some opportunities.
Yes.
Now's
There's
the
always
time.
Something.
Now's
Have
the time.
Thank
you, Susan.
Thanks so much.
Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive, right here in Reading. Give her a call, 243-7561. Susan knows what's going on in the investment world, that's for sure. We're here with Tom Vasenko, Sheriff Tom Vasenko, okay, this is the kind of guy Sheriff Tom Vasenko is. One, he hasn't been asleep, it looks like, now. Oh, maybe 2 days. He's coming in. He walks through. He waves at us. He goes back in there. He makes a fresh pot of coffee. The coffee we have there is not fresh enough. It's been on it for 2 hours. Makes a fresh pot of coffee. Comes in. He's talking about four different things at one time. Sits down. Has time to sit here with us for an hour today. This may be the only time you get a chance to rest.
Well, it's all part of community service and public service. That's what it is.
Well, you have never never slowed down since the day I met you.
So, I try not to.
Even though that having to carry less ball around, you know, to all these events. You probably have spur marks on your back.
Just about. We do a lot of community events. We were at CVAC just last week, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
It may have been, was it last Friday?
Or was it 2 weeks ago?
Was it 2 weeks ago? You know what?
Great event for our veterans.
Yes, it is. And Frank Rose was recognized as with the special recognition from the president of CVAC.
Yeah.
What a great supporter of the veterans he is, as you are, Tom.
Absolutely.
As
you are. You know, the veterans are here, too, with a group called Team Rubicon. And they're here helping victims of the car fire, and they're veterans that help other people, just not veterans. And they're helping people with cleanup and debris removal, taking down some trees, and other things.
Well, you know, Sheriff, it's difficult. But let's the car fire, even though it's up to 206,000 plus acres.
No, it's about at least 212.
Oh, is it 212
yeah,
now?
Yeah, just looking at an update.
And, new update, 2,012 acres. 65%, 66% contained?
68% as of last night, but it's getting there.
They're making progress. And then we have the Hat Fire, which is, I'll just say 1,500 acres, but it's 75% contained.
Yep.
But the Hertz Fire.
That is continuing to grow. Now, the Hertz Fire is a U.S. Forest Service fire that's under their command right now. They're not using unified command, which means other agencies involved.
They're not using all the assets available, or they're just...
Well, that's one of the big problems. There aren't assets available. There are fires all over California. As of last count, well over 600,000 acres. I think now it's probably well above 700,000.
It'll be a million this year. Easy.
On fire in California. That have been burnt. And so we have resources from around the world, Australia, New Zealand, Samoa. There's
Florida,
Maine.
They're coming in from everywhere.
Everywhere, bringing them in. And so it's tough to get the resources. And then usually once they're assigned to an incident, it's a little difficult to get them released, too.
Oh, is it? Okay. Now, Bob, how many, I know you're looking at that, around that, how many firefighters, Tom, you'll know this, how many firefighters do we still have out there around the car fire?
On the car fire, last count I heard was well over 3,500.
Okay, now that's dropped about 1,000 then.
Right.
So, because as they're getting it more contained, they're taking these firefighters, and they're not just going home.
They're moving to the next one. They demobilize.
I know there are 100 dozers less than they were, and those dozers have gone to another fire, I'm
sure.
Do you have
some numbers, Bob?
Yeah, car fire is still 4,400 in some firefighters. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 4,400 firefighters.
That's from the 7:30 update.
Okay, what's the percentage?
That's from the 7 a.m. update.
Okay, and the percentage of containment?
65.
Well.
65. Full containment, unknown. Wait a minute. You know what?
Because Tom's
looking. They gave me the wrong...
That's not right.
Yeah, this is not updating correctly, but I will have
it. Yeah,
actually, I've got it over here on this. 211,038 is car fire as of 6:45. Hers is up to 7,321.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many firefighters? You'll find out for us, because the numbers are fluctuating.
But that's the issue. I know that Lake County is on fire, and then the Mendocino fire, they've burned together. And so there's a lot of firefighters there. I think the Mendocino County fire is over 250,000 acres.
Now with the Hertz fire, we have evacuations going.
We did
Bastard Canyon, and
I was up in a community meeting last night, and then they pulled the handle on evacuations off of old Mine Road, I believe it was. And they had evacuations in that area, which was basically east of...
residents of Old Mill Road.
Old Mill Road, that was
Bonnie Vista Lane and portion of Top of the Hill Trail west of Gilman Road to Bonnie Vista Lane. And Hertz Mountain Road were evacuated a couple of days ago.
Yeah, so it was basically north of Gilman Road and east of Old Mill Road last night.
And this one was, it said... 6,400 acres, 5% containment. So
that's some tough country up there, a lot steeper than some of the stuff we're seeing here.
Is that the feds are fighting this one?
Correct.
Okay. Now, they fight fires, but they have different ways of doing things, too, though.
They do. They use a lot more hand crews. They only had, I think, one dozer working that fire, but that was due to unavailability of dozers.
Well,
of calling them up.
I'm sure. That terrain is it must be difficult to get dozers into some of these areas.
Yes, because some of the terrain, if it's too steep, dozers can't work.
Yeah,
they'll tip over. They've already had a couple of dozers even tip over on the car fire over on the Lewiston side on Trinity County.
Well, this is another group of people. We've had a dozer operator killed, but this is another group of people that, you know, you think of our firefighters out there and you think about what they're doing. But if you take a look at these dozers and these fires, they're in the middle of this. You can't even see them because of the smoke.
Right.
And they're clearing these paths and the firefighters are right there with them to stop the anything getting past that. But these dozers are out there. Also,
they're working hard.
They're putting their lives on it right out there too.
Yeah, so. 58 dozers assigned to Carr alone. I went to a different page and found the corrected numbers. About 4,100 firefighters, 287 engines, and 78 hand crews.
See,
so there's still a lot of resources.
Yeah, a lot of resources, but that's down. So they're shifting them to other fires. There.
Right.
We're going to take a break. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko so he can drink something. His boy, you sound like you've been out in the smoke a lot there, Tom.
Just a little bit, too.
A little bit. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is there for you. If you've had changes in your lifestyle, maybe your parents are now with you or you're with your parents, and they need some help, extra help, or you need some extra help, give Home Helpers a call at 226-8350. Give Sharon a call. See how she can help you during this time of stress or any time. Remember, there's no place like home. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved. Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction. Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum. And all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Reading for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot down here in the center of downtown, the center of the Renaissance of Change here. I think that, you know, that's still going to continue to go on, you know, the rebuilding down here. We're watching the police station being torn down behind us.
Our streets and being repaved.
Our streets being repaved down, you know, where we live, at least half the street.
If somebody's listening to this in another state, and
don't be afraid.
You need to come. If you're looking for work, I think you will have a year or two of steady work. Remember the old days, people would travel and take their families and just say, we're going because this is where the work is.
Yeah, well,
the
construction families. And I tell you what,
you
got California, it's going to be building for years. I'm telling you, for the next decade, Southern California, Central California, Northern California. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been through fires, too. They are offering a chance for you to get your jewelry cleaned up for free, minor repairs for free, right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great, great, great people at Four Winds Jewelry. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko and the number of things that are happening around here. But let's talk about, we're talking about the cleanup. Now, the hazmat, they're going to come on. They need your permission to come onto your property.
Right, and they'll be removing, obviously, hazardous materials, and that's going to include but not be limited to, like, propane tanks, big and small. Like, you think about all the little maybe camping propane tanks you have or the barbecue propane tanks. Household chemicals like your spray cans and paints and stuff that you might have for your home.
All those things you have stored in your garage and all those kind of things.
Pesticides.
Is this on the surface?
They can do a little bit of digging around, but they're going to be moving some stuff. But the obvious stuff, they'll be getting that out of there and disposing of it. And I believe it is no cost to the homeowner, but they need your permission to come on the property.
The reason I'm asking this, and we've had this conversation with particular friends, we've been through it personally, about those buried tanks that are back in the 50s and 60s, people just buried their tanks.
Oh.
And difficult today to be cleared.
Yeah.
So if you decide to turn your property over and say, find anything.
And you're talking about fuel tanks or something like that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm not aware of those or how that works. But they are located at the Disaster Resource Center, which is down at 2685 Hilltop Drive, the old Kmart building. And the Office of Emergency Services there for state. FEMA's there. A number of volunteer groups, such as this Team Rubicon I talked about, mm-hmm. Samaritan's Purse, Churches for Christ. Those are some faith-based groups that are here to help people clean and sift through things.
What about, okay, Tom, when they come through here in the hazmat, so you've got to fill out the paperwork to have them come in.
Right.
Where do you get the paperwork at?
It's there at the Disaster Response Center, Recovery Center.
So you need
center.
To go down there and get that. Now, the second phase of that, then, is the Office of Emergency Services will then come in at your request.
Correct.
And clear off all the, just clear your land.
Basically scrape it down. So they'll remove the debris and then likely the foundation, because the foundation for the home has more than likely been compromised due to the high temperatures that changes the structure of the concrete. And then that'll be removed. And then that gets removed in a special way, too, because they have to remove it. And, of course, you have the hazmat of the ash and everything. And then they put it in a truck or a trailer, but they also wrap it up, and they call it a burrito wrap, and wrap it up so then when they're driving down the road, it's not all just blowing out.
You're following them with your windshield wipers on, just sucking
right.
that stuff
almost
in.
Almost like using when we moved, and I'll never move again, where we don't use the, what's that stick-em tape?
That, yeah, you know, you put it around stuff, the wrap, that pre-wrap.
Oh,
that,
it's like the heavy-duty saran wrap?
Yeah,
okay,
that.
So that's a great way to move your furniture. Right. So put that around there. Yesterday at the place that I frequent off frequently, what am I saying to say? Often frequent. What am I
yes,
saying?
Yes, often frequent.
Okay.
Place you go to a lot.
a gentleman there was talking about the pool water, that they're not allowed to get rid of the pool water. And I'm thinking, well, don't they have those tanks that can suck out the pool water and you know, put it in a place that I got, you know, where you can clean the water?
I don't know about the pool water, if that would be like a septic company coming in and pumping that out.
Yeah.
Because some of them, they look black from the air.
Well, I'm sure with all the ash coming in, certainly.
And somehow they're not allowed to.
So all these resources,
about it yesterday.
All these resources and services are available at the Disaster Recovery Center at 2685 Hilltop, the old Kmart building. And then also a number of the insurance companies are there. They have big vans, tents. So I've seen, so I know there's others there too, but I've seen Allstate and State Farm. AAA, Travelers.
USAA
and,
out there?
I don't know if USAA is there.
I've seen
Progressive has
stuff
in town.
Signs out in front of houses.
And so these folks, these companies come in to help serve their customers as well in this disaster recovery. And so that's very important. And these faith-based groups are helping individuals sift through their remains. Remember,
Who is that group we saw out there? Linda and I have driven through two neighborhoods just
right.
From friends' homes, just to see, you know, what had happened there. And the we saw a faith-based group. There must have been 30, 40 of
them.
What
color were their shirts?
Red.
Red or orange?
Orange.
No,
orange.
That was Samaritan's Purse.
And yes.
And that's through Franklin Graham, big international organization.
Wow, I tell you what, there was a lot of them there, and they were all, you know, they were out in
They brought helping. In a couple of semi-trucks for disaster recovery.
Franklin Graham.
They're over at Reading Christian Fellowship, and then they have volunteers coming from across the nation as far away as North Carolina, Texas, another place that I spoke to them.
Jeez. You know what?
And they're just here to help us.
I know. You know, Tom, we have a tendency, especially you, because you're in law enforcement, you have a tendency to see the underbelly.
Yeah.
And now you don't ever, you have risen above that. But when you see all of the people that have come in to help us, you know, I have people that I haven't heard of from years wanting to know, one, if we were okay, and two, how could they help? And I, you know, so I give them the, I give them the names of the organizations they can go to mm-hmm. to donate money to.
Complete strangers coming here from across the nation.
Just here to help.
Yes. And then some people ask, where can I donate? Some people want their donations to go directly to victims and our community.
Right.
And so Shasta Community Foundation has an account there. And
she's been on the show. We want to have her back
and
on
so,
again soon.
And so I was talking to Jake Mangus, and he said, 100% of those donations will be
right back here. Stay right here.
Other organizations that have been very helpful has been the Salvation Army as well, and, of course, the Red Cross is here.
United Way.
But they say they can't guarantee that all the donations stay here. So
Shasta Regional Community Foundation does guarantee that all donations stay right here.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
It's great. Take those precautions. Use a mask and the personal protection equipment.
Yeah.
Even if you get a Tyvek suit, those are like a set of coveralls that can help. Of course, gloves, good boots.
Very good boots because
you could step on nails.
And
screws.
People are doing that, and that toxicity that could be in that soil can go right through you.
Well, I just before we take our break, I just have we. Carl and I and Bob and all of the people at KCNR, our staff and our extended families, really, really want you to know that you were the calm face in the storm. You were the ultimate servant. You were there. You still are. Look at you. You're here today with probably very little sleep, but you were a constant. And that's what we need, a constant. And a lot of times in these disasters, the person who's the constant, the face that you know that you can count on, that's going to be there, that's going to be your updates. I mean, you think about, when does this person sleep? So thank you, and to your wife and your family, because they had to sacrifice, of course, along with you just giving of yourself.
Thanks. My wife's kind of used to it that oftentimes I'm not home a lot, but I was putting in some long
rounds.
You never
get excited, Tom. So, a bunch of us are going to get together, see what it's going to take to get you to, you know, for you to, like, raise your eyebrows. you know, that's all.
Yeah, sometimes it's more internalized, but I know that's not healthy either. But
it's not healthy.
But, you know, who's also there has been all the men and women firefighters out on the line, the men and women of law enforcement, the Shasta County Sheriff's staff, but we've been assisted by, at one point, we had like 400 law enforcement officers here from across the state. Locally, we had the Marshal's Office, Probation Department,
everybody,
our local CHP, of course, Reading PD and Anderson PD, but then we put out a, we call it LEMA, Law Enforcement Mutual Aid. We put out a mutual aid request. There was officers coming from Corning, Chico, Tama County, Butte County, Siskiyou County, Trinity, all over, Lassen County coming here, Fish and Wildlife helping us. CHP reassigned about 140 officers from their Central Division, Valley Division, Golden Gate Division, and Northern Division up here.
We had some of those CHP from Santa Rosa.
Right.
We've been down there.
There was Santa Rosa, San Jose, Sacramento, you name it. It was the Northern California area from roughly about Stockton North and including the San Francisco Bay Area. So that LEMA response, and of course, made a phone call, and National Guard responded with about 250 MPs that helped us at the checkpoints and the roadblocks. And then the California National Guard had firefighters here assisting CAL FIRE and the Forest Service and the Park Service, plus with air assets as well, with helos and fixed wings for firefighting as well.
What about the Asphalt Cowboys?
The Asphalt Cowboys put on a huge fundraiser put together at the last minute for the community. I think that was, I can't remember the date. But,
neither do I. But I know they
put it together in short order, had it down at their clubhouse, had drive-through donations, and then you could stop in for some hamburgers and hot dogs.
They were on the show. And
I believe that short amount of time was a number of hours, and they raised something like $65,000.
Wow.
Very giving community we have. One of our deputies, he lost his entire home. And so right now we're doing a fundraiser, working the wives of sheriff's deputies are putting together a fundraiser for August 24th. And it's going to be down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Clubhouse right next to Asphalt Cowboys.
One of the things that we're having, I shouldn't say we use the word problem, but we'd like to try and fix this. As these come on, that there's like a little clearinghouse that we can, you know, that they can plug into.
Right.
And just call us and tell us, hey, we're going to do this. Have them on. We can talk about it.
I'll see that someone comes
funnel people through this.
And so we're doing a fundraiser down there for 3 or 4 hours. Already we've gotten a ton of donations for raffles with houseboat donations and some other stuff from other organizations. And we're putting together a spaghetti feed and have some raffles down there to help this deputy's family, young deputy, and wife and some kids. And
this is his house, and he's still out there in the front line.
He was out there the next day on patrol, and he made a Facebook post and said, hey, I lost my house. I'm paraphrasing. I lost my house, but I'm here out patrolling the areas looking for looters. No looting on my watch.
I'm glad you brought that up. When we get back from the break, let's talk about looting.
And we use that as a mantra to the other officers. No looting on our watch.
Right, exactly. We're talking about that when we get back. We want to know what's happened with the looters. Is there looting going on, et cetera? And then some positive stories about what you've seen.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They're your local community bank. They're here to help and help in this rebuild. Stop by any of their branches. The newest one, of course, at 1845 California Street. The one on East Cypress Drive in Hempstead, and in South Main Street in Red Bluff. Come on by. Talk to the people there. They're your neighbors. How they can help you get your dreams back and get moving forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trials every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yeah, this purple haze.
Yeah,
this is deep purple smoke deep underwater. Smoking the water. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 24 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here. On the 15th of August, 2018, 68 degrees going up to 97 today. The air quality index is not as bad as it was yesterday. It's not in the 200s, but it's, you know, it's still bad enough, my friends. Make sure there's people that... your children, the elderly, all of these that may have problems with breathing, that you keep them inside as much as possible. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business. Great place to go. Been there several times in my life. Every time I needed a haircut for 10 years. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking about, of course, the car fire and the aftermath where you can get help and all this. But a question came in that looters were being let out of jail, according to Reading Searchlight, Record Searchlight.
Well, consider the source. I'm joking.
Okay, now I will laugh with you about that, but I have to admit, and I think most people will, they have been busting their hump on this fire.
They have. In fact, they've called in reporters from out of the area. I have to give a call to somebody in Portland. Silas texted me, mm-hmm. and so they're trying to get some relief factor for their reporters too. Have been out there.
These guys and girls have been out. You know what?
So there was a few people arrested actually for looting. That's a special charge in itself. There were others that were arrested that were in the evacuation area, but were arrested for like warrants for their arrest.
Okay.
Probably prevented looting. I know there was early on there was a parolee that was arrested for warrants.
It's the guy with the machete and the camouflage and the pistol and all this stuff.
I don't know if it was that guy, but there was another parolee that had some warrants. So anyway, they got taken off and sent. There was one guy that refused to leave, and he was in the evacuation area, so he got hooked up for being in the evacuation area.
Did he live there?
he did not live there, and he was asked to leave, and he chose not to. So officers assisted him in leaving, and he went to jail. So and he bailed out, and I think the bail was like $1,000 or so, something like that. He bailed out. So I just called yesterday and said, hey, all the people that got hooked up during the fire, are they still in custody? They said if they're not in custody, they were either released by the courts or have bailed out.
And okay, not by your guys.
Not by my guys. In fact, there was one guy that was sentenced to 60 days for being in the evacuation area. He pled out, and so he got shipped. If he hasn't been shipped already, he's getting shipped out of county to do his time out of county. So we still have the beds. And somebody said, hey, put them on a work crew. Well, when they're on a work crew, they work during the day, and then they go to their home in the afternoon and get off. And so I don't want them sleeping in their bed at home and then coming back. And I said, hey, we'll ship this guy out of county. So, again,
ship him out of state.
If they have been released, it's not through the capacity releases.
Okay. It's not your guys.
They've
down
either
there
been bailed out, which we have to do by law,
right,
or the courts have released them, which we have to do by law.
Okay. So they're not being like, oh, one in, one out.
Nope. Oh, no.
We're keeping the looters.
I said, those people are staying.
Good. Okay. Again, we were talking about that. If you need the toxic materials off your property, you have to go down to the FEMA offices down at the OK Mart. You've got to sign paperwork, and then they'll come in.
Yep.
And the same thing for the Office of Emergency Services, if you want the state to do it. Now,
that's actually a combination. The state will be assisting with the hazardous material removal. Mm-hmm. Then they also will come in and do the scraping and take the other debris and scrape down there for safety purposes as well. So that's there.
Are these local companies that do it? Or are they bringing in people from
Montana? I don't have the information on that.
Montana.
Don't know.
Is it a federal? If it's a federal.
FEMA's there.
Right.
California State Office of Emergency Services is mm-hmm. there. They have a veterans van there to assist mm-hmm. veterans with other things, especially if they've lost their records like their DD-214s or their medals. Mm-hmm. They can help there. Our veteran service officer is helping as well. Department of Motor Vehicles is in there. So people have lost perhaps their driver's licenses got burned up or their cars got burned up or they've lost their pink slip and their registration. DMV is there to assist them as well.
Maybe the shortest line you've ever been in DMV.
So another important part. So there's burned out cars that are on the properties. Just don't have someone come, grab them, crush them, and take them away for scrap because you need that to get the vehicle registration. And if you have it all crushed up, that's kind of tough to get the VIN number off of it. And they ran into that problem in Santa Rosa. So you have to get your other paperwork, the pink slip and stuff, duplicated, and then you can have the vehicle removed. So CHP is there. They've come in and they've talked about that, helping people to get the VIN numbers or the registrations pink slip. So we're working on that. So another thing, earlier I talked about the fundraiser and for our deputy. And if somebody would like some tickets for the spaghetti feed or raffle tickets, they can call Camille at 921-1295. 921-1295, and that's a fundraiser on August 24th, which is a Saturday, I think, mm-hmm. Down at the rodeo grounds for a fundraiser. One of our deputies lost his home, entire home, has a young family in the car fire, and the wives of the deputies are putting together this fundraiser. So there's a houseboat vacation that's getting raffled off. Somebody just, a good friend of ours, Lori, just texted me and said, hey, our wine club is donating a bottle of wine for the mm-hmm. raffle. So that's great. Thank you very much, Lori. And other things. And there's some other community people donating things to help raise money for this family.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of things going on like
that. So important thing, too, is to watch for fraud. Some people are coming up. The district attorney's office has put out a lot of information.
In fact, the DA will be on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to talk about the fraud and all these things that are going on.
So there's usually, like, if somebody wants to come on and do work for $500 or more, they're required to have a license, contractor's license, and you want to have that. Also, beware of people coming up, hey, I'll help clean up, and you pay me. That could also be a liability issue if they get injured on your property, and you want to make sure they have right workers' compensation insurance. You don't need that. But I don't want to steal the DA's thunder, and she'll talk about fraud and price gouging, the contractor's licensing board and more.
I guess there's been instances of some price gouging going on, huh?
I don't know. She would have that information. Okay. But
I've heard anecdotal things like the cost of renting a house went from $2,500 to $4,500 overnight.
Now, that could be the district attorney could answer those questions there. So a lot of good things. Watch for those things, too, especially if somebody comes up and knocking on your door. Hey, we're collecting money for the victims or something like that. Make sure they're legitimate organizations assisting there. And it's proper because we don't want to see people get victimized twice.
Or better yet, just say, no, thank you. I've already given.
Yep.
Just
and then
when people come to your
and
door.
Then choose the organization that you want to donate to. We talked about the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, that 100% of their donations are going to the fire victims, or Salvation Army, United Way, Red Cross, and the other ones. And then or faith-based organizations that you choose to donate to.
We're going to take a quick break here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Bob, you were pointing at something that you had.
Oh, just that there's a great T-shirt out there for veterans. It's DD214 Alumni.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it looks like a school shirt. It's great.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you haven't checked your filters, you need to check your filters because they are probably clogged. You need to have them replaced. You need to have those air ducts checked because of all the smoke, all the hazardous material, all the particles in the air. Give Alliance Heating and Air a call. Best in the North State. They're the ones that handle all of our HVAC. Anything with our HVAC, changing the filters, everything. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call.
For Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we have a showroom and a warehouse full of appliances. This allows us to provide same-day or next-day delivery of your purchase, whether you purchase a high-end appliance or a basic appliance. Our store is open 7 days a week with installers on staff. And if your install is more complicated, we have outside contractors available.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40, 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And it burns, burns, burns.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. I was just burnt really bad by my love, my true love, the one I changed my whole life for. Burnt me to a crisp in front of the sheriff and Bad Bob.
In the internet world, we call that being flamed.
I was flamed. I was
flamed. You have to change your shirt now.
Oh, my God, my shirt.
Has tire tracks on it.
Oh, my.
From the bus.
The bus that just ran over me that my wife just pushed me under. That's okay, honey. I know it doesn't hurt.
I think, too, after the bus ran over you, it backed up.
It backed up, too, after it was over. Yes, that's my wife. Just did that. By the way, this is the last day. If you're going to be running for Redding City Council, you can take the paperwork out. So, Bob, I don't know if you want to take the paperwork out today to run.
No.
Okay, you pass on that.
I'm good.
Tom, do you want to be like on the city council and the county sheriff?
I don't think I could be in two elected offices, but I love my position and love serving the people as sheriff.
Okay, got it. All right. So why would somebody want to run for city council that pays you nothing and you take all this abuse from everybody? You know?
Yeah. Well, because you want to be a part of a movement and you want to make a change.
And I applaud the people that
run. Absolutely.
I'm just wondering about their common sense.
So remember, too, we're not out of fire danger yet.
Right.
Everybody still needs to be prepared, have a go bag with some clothes, their medications, their prescriptions, of course, a phone charger, maybe phone numbers in case they lose some of them or if their phone goes down. Sometimes people's phones goes dead and then they can't remember the numbers. But more importantly, don't wait for that evacuation notice. There's someone asked me last night at a community meeting, hey, I can see flames from my house, and should I evacuate? I said, yes. I said, I don't know how many miles away the flames were. But I said, yes, if you feel that, yes, please evacuate. Don't wait for it because it could be changing direction. And so that's another thing for evacuation notices. Those evacuations, when that was coming in the night of the fire, sometimes dispatch couldn't even keep up with they were getting so many locations because they have to put this into a computer or a number of computers. Mm-hmm. And there's one person that was doing that. They couldn't keep up with locations or would be called in by the officers. It was so fast moving.
Why was just one person doing that? It was just one computer.
There's one computer and one person that can do that that's on a shift there. So you'd have to have, literally, you'd have to have a bank of computers and a bank of people waiting to do all that for the emergency. So I was talking to the dispatch center, and so we have the code red, which is usually goes through cell phones that you have to opt in, which means you have to sign up, and you can do that through Shascom, Shascom 911.org, and go to Shascom. You can enroll your cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
You can also we do the dialogic communicator, which is reverse 911 for hardline phones, but your phone needs to be a public number, or you can change it. If you have a private number, and then you get enrolled in that. We also use the Emergency Alert System, EAS, which does the crawler ribbon across the bottom of your TV screen for that. And then we also used, and the radio uses the Emergency Alert System, which has the...
We use the EAS, and what happens with that is it says Shasta County evacuated. That's exactly what it says. And then it goes down because the FM station that we are attuned to, that most everybody's attuned to, as that station burnt down.
That was what I was just getting to. So we're using all these different parts of notification. We also used IPAWS, which is a federal system through FEMA called the Integrated
We have that
Public Alert Warning System. that puts out a broader area because it uses cell towers, but then cell towers were taken down in this fire too, and so those were rendered inoperable as they were as the fire was burning west to east.
Tom, I understand the people that were not getting alerted, or you know, it was. Is this something? I know I saw where Sacramento was supposed to be working on a system too that you know hasn't been funded yet. You could say this is a once in a 500 year. You know, fire, but, you know, with the way things are in California, we don't know for sure. Is there work going on to figure out a better way of alerting people?
We have all these different ways, but then there's still some people that are, I'll call them off-grid, and I don't mean that offensively. So people don't have a hardline phone. They don't have a cellular phone. They may or may not have a television. And so how do you still alert those people through all these different ways? And, that makes it difficult. We still go door to door. I know we go door to door, knocking on doors if we have the time to evacuate. This fire was very, very fast moving and overtaking areas. And then I know the police department in their areas, they were also going down the streets on the PA system, telling people to evacuate. And then there's a whole new issue of people that have hearing disabilities or are deaf. How do you notify them? You know, you're knocking on a door. They may not hear you. They have special doorbells that have lights on the inside of the house, but if the power's out, that's not going to be working.
Or it's the middle of the night. Because this fire, what happened to the fire when it shifted, it was later in the night for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So their phones, the TV, none of that would have worked for them.
May have not worked for them. Could have been turned off.
Could have been turned off like that.
And if you're a heavy sleeper, the phone may not awaken you.
I know this sounds, we were talking about this the other day in Oklahoma and Texas. They have sirens in neighborhoods that when it hits the siren, everybody knows what that siren means.
I believe the town of a little community of Lakehead has a community siren as well. And that was used in the Motion fires or the high complex fires in 08.
Is that something that's completely out of consideration?
Everything's under in consideration. I know that I think in Eureka and Crescent City, they also have tsunami sirens
we
as well.
We definitely should have a tsunami sounding. And then some kind of light for people who are hearing impaired, I don't even know how that would happen if there's emergency broadcasting and they lose electricity. How do they get that flashing light to know?
Don't know.
Unless it's a battery.
Now, see, there's been changes, too, with Pacific Gas and Electric, primarily, that when there's a fire in the area, they shut down grids of the
gas.
Of gas, and mainly electric, though, for the electric lines. So those can shut off fairly early, and those can be big blocks that take down the power grid until they can get inspected, lines can be restored.
Speaking of sirens, just quickly... there used to be, because I've become attuned to it, used to be a siren that would go off at 8 o'clock in the morning and 5, and then, of course, with daylight saving times, it still would go off at 9 or whatever it was. Is that still going on?
Do what?
Our siren downtown. Like our whistle.
The big noontime whistle, I think, comes from Gerlinger Steel.
Yeah. Okay, is that still going? And I thought it was in the morning and at night.
I don't know. Usually I'm in meetings and running around, so I haven't heard it recently.
I'm going to look that up because
Bob,
wondering.
Okay, quickie.
You know what? I completely lost it.
Okay.
Tom, we've got like 3 minutes left.
So I'm going to run down to the Disaster Recovery Center that's down on 2685 Hilltop, the old Kmart building. And I'm going to talk with the Office of Emergency Services from the state and from FEMA officials. Give them your card and see if we can get them in here so we can continue with the disaster theme, the fire theme that you've been running since this began. Yeah. And thank you very much. And then we can get some more information out. I know the DA is going to be here tomorrow, and she'll get some information out about fraud and get price gouging and more.
Well, you know, we try to keep, you know, and if it means they have to come a little bit later, then we'll just expand our hours. We can do that because, you know, we can do that. We own the station to get more information out like this. But, you know, the fire is being contained. It's not over yet. And then you get the Hertz fire that's going.
And then we had the Hat fire in the Fall River area.
But it's not over yet. I mean, there could be another fire. We're not even into the fire season,
no,
are we?
No, we are very early in our fire season. Predominantly, it comes in September and October. We're very early. This was starting in July. And so everything is a tinderbox. Please take precautions. Check that trailer that those chains aren't dragging.
Wow.
Your cigarettes, people still throw cigarettes out the window, which frosts me to no end, or they get stopped. See that happen.
Could you tell the jury why you slapped the driver of the car? You threw a cigarette out.
Watch those if you're having a backyard fire around the fire ring.
Yeah.
Watch those for everything going on. And a reminder, a community fundraiser put on by our deputy sheriff's wives, August 24th, down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds for one of our deputies who lost his home. And that'll be in the afternoon. We're going to have that on Facebook and more. Be for 3 or 4 hours. Come on down and buy some, have a spaghetti dinner, get some raffle prizes. You can donate. You can call 921. Call Camille at 921-1295 if you want some tickets, either raffle or spaghetti feed tickets, or just make a donation. That'll be great, and we can help our deputy there. And they're here to serve you, serve the community, and they're here. But watch, be fire safe. Be ready, set, and then go if you have an evacuation notice, or go ahead of time.
Thank you, Tom.
It's not over yet. Okay, thank you so much, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
You bet.
For everything you've done. You know, and you're the guy in charge here. Tomorrow, as we said, the DA will be joining us with talks about fraud and all this. I'll be with Trish Clark. And then Friday, Dr. Kara Tennant talking about how the impact of this fire is on your pets. Everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?